Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, February 10th, 2022. I'm Rich Strappolino. At Samsung's Unpacked event, it announced the Galaxy S22 phone series. The S22 and S22 Plus offer 2340 by 1080 resolution with variable refresh rates from 120 Hz down to 10 Hz. They offer a 50 megapixel main camera with a larger sensor than the S21. Inside is the Snapdragon 8 Gen 1 processor in the US with Exynos chips in some international markets. The S22 Plus offers a larger 6.6-inch screen compared to 6.1 inches on the standard S22, offers a larger 4,500 mAh battery, and offers faster wired charging. The S22 starts at $799, the S22 Plus at $999. The Galaxy S22 Ultra offers a 6.8-inch OLED screen, integrated S Pen, up to 1 TB of storage, supports Wi-Fi 6E, and is IP68 weather-resistant. Cameras include a 108-megapixel main camera, 3X and 10X telephotos, an ultra-wide and 40-megapixel front camera. It starts at $1,199. All phones ship February 25th. The company says the S22 series will be supported by up to 4 generations of Android OS upgrades. Samsung also announced tablets, the 11-inch Galaxy Tab S8, the 12.4-inch S8 Plus, and 14.6-inch S8 Ultra. The Plus and Ultra models include OLED screens. All offer 120 Hz refresh rates. The S8 Plus is the only one to offer optional 5G. Inside, all use the new Snapdragon Gen 1 SoC. The S8 starts at $699, the S8 Plus at $899, the Ultra at $1,099. They're available for pre-order now, shipping later in February. India's ShareChat and the popular streaming service MX Player agreed to strategically merge their short video apps Moj and MX Takatak. TechCrunch's sources say no decision has been made if one app will absorb the other, but creator bases and recommendation algorithms may eventually integrate. The companies claim the combined apps reach over 300 million monthly active users, although it's not clear if this factors in overlapping users. As a reminder, India banned TikTok in mid-2020. Western Digital and Coaxia both report a contamination issue impacted NAND flash production, resulting in 2 factories in Japan temporarily ceasing production. Western Digital said the issue impacted up to 6.5 exabytes of flash memory. Coaxia did not release any estimates. The analysts at TrendForce estimate this could cause NAND flash prices to increase 5 to 10% in Q2. DoorDash launched a financing arm called DoorDash Capital in partnership with the fintech startup Parafin. This will let merchants apply for financing for business expenses. Repayment structures will be determined based on restaurant revenue, with funds dispersed within 2 days. According to LinkedIn CEO Ryan Roslansky, the platform began testing a filter to remove political content in the U.S. over the past few months. Content is identified by the company's editorial team, along with keywords and signals from users. Users can already flag political content in their feed. The filter being tested provides a central filter from account preferences. Tumblr launched Tumblr Tips in the U.S., letting supporters send one-time payments to creators on the platform, available on the web, iOS, and Android. Tumblr doesn't take a cut, and it doesn't use Apple or Google's payment systems, although standard credit card fees do apply. The French data watchdog CNIL ruled that Google Analytics doesn't sufficiently protect EU citizen data from potential US surveillance, despite additional measures by Google to make the tool safer. Austria released a similar decision last month. YouTube Chief Product Officer Neil Mohan announced several new features coming to creators over the course of 2022. YouTube Shorts will get the ability to reply to comments with another short video, as well as expanded monetization options with branded content and in-video shopping. YouTube Studio will also get new insights on how viewers interact with the video. The platform will introduce gifted memberships in the coming months. In its Q4 earnings, Twitter reported it earned 33 cents per share on revenue of $1.57 billion, both below analyst estimates. The company also missed on user growth, reporting 217 million monetizable daily active users, up 6 million on the quarter. CEO Parag Agrawal said he still believes Twitter can hit its goal of 315 million daily active users by the end of 2023. Meta began rolling out support for split payments in messengers to all iOS and Android users in the U.S. Users can split payments from group chats or the payments tab using Facebook Pay. Reddit added new features to its Reddit Talk audio chat rooms. Talk now works in browsers, supports recordings, and offers live commenting while talks are happening. Reddit will also show a bar at the top of a home feed with live talks in progress. Reddit says it saw 250% growth in daily active listeners on Talk in the last 3 months. Nintendo will release Nintendo Switch Sports on April 29th. This will offer a similar experience to Wii Sports, with similar visuals, music, and customizable Miis, using the Joy-Con controllers for motion-controlled games, and include a leg strap for kicking action. The game will support local and online play. And finally, OnePlus will launch the Nord 2 CE, that's Core Edition, on February 17th. A teaser shows the phone will offer 65-watt fast charging, include a headphone jack, and offer expandable storage. No exact pricing, but OnePlus says it will offer an even more affordable package than the standard Nord 2. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.